hello, everybody. Just a wee little note before we get into tonight's episode. Now, silly me, I forgot to press record. Luckily, Huffer had recorded it on her phone, so I've put it through the audio software that I have. But hopefully it sounds okay, but it's not as good quality as it usually is. My voice is a bit muffled, but hey, that doesn't matter because the gold really came from what Huffer was saying. She took us through a wonderful hypnosis session at the end, so please listen right to the end. Enjoy. Once again, apologies about the sound quality, but you won't want to miss this episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Whole Health Revolution podcast. Now, tonight, I'm really excited for tonight's episode because I'm joined by a very special guest, and her name is Huffer Tadiello. Did I say that right? Tadiello?
Tadiello.
You say much better than me. And Huffer is a certified life coach and clinical hypnotherapist now. She helps women reconnect with their inner power and helps them create that deep, lasting change from the inside out. And through her work, Huffer blends neuroscience, mindset coaching, and therapeutic hypnosis to help clients release old patterns of fear, self-doubt and overthinking, and step into that life that feels calm, confident, and aligned. So we're going to dig more into that in this episode. There's a lot there to unpack. And I've actually been lucky enough to be to experience one of Huffer's hypnosis sessions. We both ran a recent women's wellness retreat together. We were both part of that, and Huffer did an amazing hypnosis session at the end of it. It was just such a perfect way to end the day. There was a lot of content and it just brought us all back down to that lovely, grounded. I felt amazing by the end of it. I felt like I was walking on cloud nine. And I think the thing that really surprised me was I don't relax in a group setting. I'm so aware of people around me that I can't do group meditations. I don't do anything like that. One-on-one, I'm fine, but oh my gosh, I just got lost in it. It was fantastic. Really, really enjoyed it. So welcome, Huffer. Welcome to my show. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me here. It will be so much fun. And I'd love to know that you could relax. That's what hypnosis is designed for, to relax and enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't think you would work on me. I really didn't think I could. I'll just lay here and just, but wow, it really was done. Yeah, it was quite surreal. I loved it. So, Huffer, I'm going to ask you a few questions. So first of all, I mean, that's quite a big deal. You mean, I've been looking at your website. You've got lots of good blogs on there. And how long have you been doing this for?
It's going to the third year. September was my second anniversary. So, my business birthday. So it's been 2 years. I used to be a chef. I've been chefing professionally for 10 years. And then I decided when I got my residency in New Zealand that I would do something I love, and researching and seeing what would be this thing I loved, it came to hypnosis and life coaching. I think from my journey, I just thought, hey, if I could change, everyone can. So helping women to make bold moves in life.
Yeah. Was there a particular sort of turning point that made you think, okay, I need to change my life, I want to change my profession and do this? Or has it been something that was always sort of in the back of your mind?
That's very interesting because I never really worked in something I loved, I chose. For me, work was something you would do to make a living, and it wasn't up to me to choose. Principally, the mentality I had very bad habits, coping mechanisms, and so no, it was never in my mind to become a hypnotherapist, a life coach. And yes, I can say that I hit my rock bottom, one of my rock bottoms, and I am so grateful. I always say that rock bottom is a great place to be because you can't go down, you need to go out, and it's where you have ground to push yourself out of this. And yeah, so I just saw that I couldn't live the life I was living anymore.
Yeah,
it was very stressful. Always overloaded with work, with thoughts. I was always being a perfectionist and always had that black cloud on top of my head following me and saying, hey, what are you doing with your life? Like,
And it's a shame if you love being a chef, you love the art of cooking. It's a shame when you've got that that's clouding over, you know, you lose all the love.
Yes, it was very, I had a great chef job, but I just realized I couldn't do it any longer. And it was interesting because at first I just wanted to change my career. It was all I wanted. And then I just came through a podcast and she said, how does your dream life looks like? So dream life, there's not such a thing. And then I start listening to it and it was about career change. And oh my God, I just thought, I have the opportunity now to create something great. So I'm not just rolling into something else. So I start seeing what would be my non-negotiables in this new career and everything, how I could do it, how I would make it work. And this is what I always say, the universe meets you where you are, because once you make a decision, things start to happen. And then I remember that hypnosis helped me in the past to quit smoking, helped me in other ways. I said, well, it's something I know it works, something I trust. And the life coaching actually came on the way when I was doing the clinical hypnotherapy. And I just felt completely stuck. What are you gonna do with that? And it was when I hired my first life coach. And I found that it was mind-blowing having the accountability and having a higher perspective that could show me the blind corners. I always say from inside the jar, you can't read the label. And with the strategy and the accountability, I had so much progress. And the healing from the hypnosis really made me see what I really wanted. So that was like how my soul-led business came up. I said, I want to be this person. I want to be this person who keeps people accountable. And on the way, I had the idea, now I want to work exclusively with women. I want to empower women. I want to be there for them. And having the strategy, the accountability, and plus the healing piece of the hypnosis.
So let's talk a little bit more about hypnosis, because you know when many people hear the word hypnosis, they think about those shows that you see on TV,
yes,
the fingers, and then they get them to eat onions and do silly things and embarrass themselves, which, you know, I've been to one of those shows. It's highly, it was very fun, but this is not what it's about, is it? So,
no.
Anyone be hypnotized, and maybe define hypnosis a bit, because I think people have the wrong idea about hypnosis in general.
Yes, I always say to my clients, I won't make you cluck like a chicken. If I would do something like that, I'll make you sing like Beyonce, you know? So, but no, this is a completely wrong concept, and I understand that hypnosis gets a bad rap because of the stage hypnosis that is nothing but entertainment. So it's like a magic show, do you know? People are there to laugh. People are, and once you are there, you're basically allowing your mind to participate. And there is nothing to do with clinical, with hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy, you're always in control. Yeah, and you never go against your values, against your... So the hypnosis is actually a natural state of your mind. When your subconscious mind is open to positive suggestions, and your conscious mind, which will be the manager, will say it's relaxed enough to be like sleeping. So hypnosis is a state of relaxation, a deep state of relaxation, that state of daydreaming, basically. You are in a natural state of hypnosis. When you wake up in the morning, you're drifting like from your sleeping to awake. And when you're drifting from awake to sleeping in the night, you're also in a natural state of hypnosis. Always like sometimes I think all of us, we can relate to be driving somewhere and you, oh my God, I'm here already, was a hypnotic state. So this is what. And what the hypnotherapy does actually is to use this state of mind to implement positive suggestions, because we have a system of filters in our brain that filters in what's familiar and filters out anything that's not familiar. So to change a belief, to change a habit or anything like that, it's harder with your conscious mind saying, no, 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 I don't know that, get out. I don't know that, get out. And the interesting thing is, what feels familiar is not what is good. It's what matches experiences in the past. So most of these beliefs or habits, they are not good habits. They are not supportive beliefs. We all have that, I don't feel good enough, principally women, growing with the belief of you need to be a good girl. Most of us become people pleasers, and all the experiences in life that create our belief systems. So hypnosis is what I call is therapy on steroids.
Yeah. And do you think somebody like stopping smoking, that's major. I mean, I actually had hypnosis as well in the past. For an eating disorder. I had bulimia when I was in my teens. And so I went to a hypnotherapist session, a clinical hypnotherapist. And I don't remember the session at all. Just like when you ran your session at the retreat, I don't remember. I just went off to sleep. I felt like I don't remember a thing. But all I know was I came out of that session and suddenly I didn't want to binge eat anymore. I wasn't interested in the ice cream or the chocolate. It just didn't even interest me. So obviously the messages have got in there. But do you feel that somebody really has to want that change? Obviously if they book into you, they want that change. But smoking, alcohol, they're tricky ones, because often we know they're bad for us, but we still want to keep that habit going. So can you have an effect on somebody when they really don't want to change deep down?
I don't believe so. I think the first requirement to change is you believe that it can be better. You believe change can happen. And I always say that you need to do your part. So I don't have the experience. I filter my clients too. The same way we jump in a call to... they see if I would be a good fit for them. I will see if they're a good fit, because I always say, I don't believe in quick fixes. You're here to do the work. I am 50%, you're 50%, we meet in the middle. So I think if you don't want to do something, there is no hypnosis, there's no anything that can. And even I know people that they send, it's the same than therapy or coaching. If someone go for you, say, I wanna lose weight. But how? Mm-hmm. Having the same habits I have, doing the same things I do. Are you really, do you, then is the question, do you really want to?
Yes.
Or is something nice to have, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's the same with naturopathy. You know, I sort of say in a bit, you can get a feel for people when they're not quite ready. And I do have that conversation that it has to be a two-way street. You know, we've both got to work on this. It's not like me being a doctor, giving you a pill and saying, there you go and take that and you're going to get better. Unfortunately, you've got to put the effort in as well. And even if it's just a little bit of effort each day, you have to be putting in the effort and building on that.
And that's something I say to people who come to me and to my clients. Can you imagine how boring would it be if you just take a pill and you don't have it anymore?
Because
the life is about the journey. It's about getting stronger. It's about overcoming your own limits. It's about unfolding the next version of yourself. So if you have just something that will take away your problem or You don't have the lesson because
Yeah.
it's a learning journey, right? And not having to put the effort. A great example, I think, you know, that most of people who go through I'm sorry about my English now, but is the bariatric surgery.
Bariatric surgery, yeah.
Most of them will put their weight back quickly. Why? Because there was no effort. They laid down and they had the surgery. And if they don't have a mindset to have a slimmer body, they won't have it. It's the same people who win the lotto. 85% lose everything in the next 18 months. Why? Because they don't have a money mindset. So I think at the end of the day, what our, I don't know if you agree with me, but our job is to give the tools, the strategy to keep them accountable. But like the old say, you can't make the horse drink the water, right?
Not at all. Not at all. They've got to be ready. And as you say, the journey is a learning experience and you've got to enjoy the journey as well. It doesn't have to be painful the whole way. I want them to enjoy it and move at a pace that's comfortable for them. And for each person, it's going to be very different. And it's about sort of meeting them where they're at. Weight loss, for example, you know, it's not just a destination, because I know from many years of experience, when you get to that weight, whether, you know, whatever that is, your 60 kg weight, are you going to be happy when you see the scales at 60 kg? Because if you haven't changed your mindset, you're not going to be happy. You need to change that mindset along the way and actually start to love yourself along the way, because when that 60 comes on the scale, you're not just going to suddenly wake up and love yourself even more because you're there, you know?
Yes, exactly. If you didn't love yourself before, you're not loving yourself after, right? Yes, I agree. I agree. And I think, yes, I do believe that fun is one of my core values. I think the journey should be fun. And I think I can see my clients, they come to me in a state of high stress and everything. And in the first session, they already leave smiling, full of trust in the journey, full of inspiration. Yeah. So the results start to happen when you make the decision that you're going to do. So it's when the first results came is when you make the decision. So
yeah, that's it. It's powerful. And so with your clients, what sort of issues mainly do you see, or challenges? So what sort of clients do you see? Are you seeing people with anxiety, or people that procrastinate, or people that have confidence issues? Would you have like a main sort of person that you see, or is it just all sorts across the board?
Anxiety is a big one, because most of my clients come to me when they are making bold moves in life. They are changing careers, they are divorcing, they are launching businesses, or they are scaling their businesses, or they are they really want to invest in their relationship or overcome something. So anxiety is very common because they don't know the path ahead. Anxiety, they feel stuck, so the lack of clarity comes too. Stress, that all of my clients, they are success-driven women, high-achieving women, so they have a lot in their plates. Procrastination is a big one, because I think most of us all do, right? And procrastination is just it's a self-sabotage mechanism that is your subconscious mind that is getting in the way.
Yeah.
So whatever is uncomfortable, you just leave it for later. It's about time management with mindset work. Because if it was just about time management, you just do a to-do list and you take everything like a boss.
Yeah.
And it's not what really happened, right? So procrastination, self-sabotage. And a big one is the famous, I am not good enough.
Yeah, especially with women, I think that would affect us a lot more. I certainly feel that in my business, you know. I certainly, every day I'm thinking, oh my gosh, am I good enough for what I'm doing? Am I effective in what I'm doing? And you're always questioning yourself.
Yes, and it's about this. I always say to my clients, the only comparison acceptable is compare yourself with your past version. Compare yourself with who you were like 6 months ago, a year ago, mm-hmm. but principally with social media, with also fast paced or highly edited videos and everything, it feels like everything is not like meteor speed, and we are like,
yeah.
And it's too much information. You can't catch up. And then you see the perfect bodies with the perfect houses, with the perfect this and this and that. And we don't see the struggle behind these things. Because there are two things. Or there is the struggle behind, or that's not true.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. We've got that comparison, haven't we? I mean, I look at social media and I see all these people, successful people doing this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what am I even doing? You know, just little old me in this world. But I actually don't look at a lot of social media now. I post, I do my promotional stuff, but I try not to get into that scrolling because it just doesn't have any positive effect on me unless you're looking at funny things. But, the feed that I get is obviously it's not always conducive to my well-being, and I thought, no, it's not helping me, because you can't compare yourself to everybody else. And as you say, they're only posting the best of the best, and it might have taken ages to do that one post, and a lot of energy. And yeah, it's a hard time that we're in, isn't it, with social media?
Yes,
it can be good and bad.
Yeah, and I think principally one thing that is not out there is how many times they failed to be on there. It's like they just, I built a business in 6 months, I had $1 million, but they don't say that is the 10th business they opening. I lost 10 kgs in the X amount of time, but they don't say that this is the 10th time this person tried and readapted and ticked and twisted and did everything to master the journey, right? So at the end of the day, we see the victories, and everyone wants to make it look like it's simple. I think it's always achievable. This, I have no doubt, you can do whatever you want to do. You are capable. Yeah. But you need a strategy.
Yes.
You need a strategy, and I think accountability is the principle. Because if you don't have someone to keep you accountable and also protecting your dreams, right? Because I think we tend to tell everyone what we are doing next, but we don't see that we don't share the same vision with people. So they, most of times, in the better of the intentions, they say things like, oh, but are you sure it's going to be hard? Or it's planting seeds of fear and doubt. So I always say, protect your dreams. Talk to people who are like-minded. Talk to people who will support you, and anyone else needs to know.
Yes, that's it. Because fear will stop us doing a lot of things right now. That's why we don't do things, isn't it? It's the fear of failure.
Yeah.
Mainly. But failure can be very good as well, because we learn from that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I think that accountability, like in the program, that's why I've got this program, and that's why I've designed it the way I have, because I'm there as their accountability partner. And some women use it a lot, some don't use it hardly at all, but I didn't want to just shove a program out there. So there you go, you're on your way, you've got all the resources, because in my experience, it doesn't work. You need
information without implementation is nothing, right?
No.
So I think the accountability is exactly the part that allows them to implement.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess in your experience, what internal barriers do you see most often with people? What do they face when it comes to sort of making change? I guess we've kind of covered that, haven't we, really? It's really about self-doubt and the fear programming. We probably already covered that.
But do you know what? There is a big one that I see, and is the lack of support.
From loved ones?
From loved ones, from the work environment, for their people that surround them.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, because if they don't share your same dreams, if they don't believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, and when you want to try something like bold, when you try a big move, you trigger a lot of people around that are on their comfort zone, but they know that this is not what they really want for their lives. They just conform with that. And another thing is people, they have fear that they will change, so they will lose value. So I think this is for the both sides. Women, I see women that stop themselves from going for something they really want because they are afraid they will change and they will lose people around that they love, and also lacking support from people around them.
Yeah. When really, if they do change, which we do change, we're not going to stay stagnant for our life, are we? And if we do change, really, the people that still are there are really the true friends, surely, because people that don't like that, obviously that's an issue they have, and maybe they weren't meant to be in your life anyway.
Exactly. You know? I think you're so right in it, because I think one thing that it's very important to have in mind is when you unfold in the next version of yourself, when you evolve, you change your vibration. So you naturally start bringing people that are in the same vibration with you. And to take the wool off this, you can say that your talk, your what you are talking about, your interests, everything changes. So it's matching your interests, right? People who are not in the journey start just becoming kind of, do you know the famous, they don't understand. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah. It's so important to have somebody that's supportive around you. I'm quite lucky. My husband's so supportive. Whatever I want to do, he's like, yep, you can do it. You know, I'm so lucky that I've got somebody that's
so you can see, you can see why you're thriving so beautifully, right? Because you choose someone that is supporting you. Doesn't matter what you're doing and is there for you. And this is so important.
Second marriage, but you could get it right the second time or the third time for some, but usually second time you get it right. So I guess for someone listening and they want to begin sort of shifting, maybe they're sort of in that contemplation stage and they're thinking, okay, I'm not happy where I am. I know I want to make change. I've got to break some patterns. Are there sort of two or three or one or three tools or steps that you could recommend them to help them get started, just make the leap and get started?
What I will say, the first thing I will do is, and I tell them to do, is start by making a list of things that serve you in your life, you're happy with, you want to keep it, and things that don't serve you.
Yeah.
They don't bring you any happiness, they don't bring joy, or we overgrow things easily. So, for a lot of women, it's hard to think, I don't know what I want. So I always say to start journaling, visualizing, tapping to your future self. How does she feel? How does she look? Start journaling. How does my dream life look like?
Because then you
say, it's so far away, but it's what is start creating the imagery to your brain and start to scanning. And then you can understand when you think, oh my God, how would my dream life look like? You're going to start to think, what do I like to do actually? How do I want to spend my days? What hobbies I want to bring in? What in my personal life makes me happy? What makes me sad? And then you start gathering information. And I think this will be the first step. Just bringing the awareness. Shed the light. And that's it. Without pushing, without trying to make it change anything. Just bring the awareness by making a list, what serves you, what in my life brings me joy, and what am I tolerating?
Yes, yeah.
And then you can have another question. What would make today an ideal day?
Yeah.
And by answering, journaling this question, what will make today an ideal day? you can really see what will bring more happiness, more joy, more.
What a nice way to wake up in the morning and actually start with that statement.
Yes, I actually do.
You do?
Something that really supports me, and I send it to my clients always, and I even creating a freebie, is the daily intentions worksheet, because what we do, we wake up and we are dragged from our beds to the chaos of the day. And I always say you are riding a horse with no reins. You're getting to interesting places, but not where you want. And at the end of the day, you feel that the horse ran over you, right? So start your day with intentions, and it doesn't take more than 5 minutes. How do I want to feel today? So in my template, what I say to myself, what do I want to feel today?
Yeah.
How do I want to feel today? Sorry. I want to feel powerful, calm. Moving forward, how do I want to feel today? And then another thing that I do is bringing gratitude. What are three things I'm grateful for? Because gratitude helps us to overlook the positive instead of keeping the negativity bias going on, right? So what do I have good happening in my life here? Because then my brain is going to start scanning for great things. We can make more of these, right? Your brain is your loyal servant. So, but servant of this subconscious mind, not what you know. And another thing that I do then is, what are my three must-dos for the day? My three most important tasks. Because sometimes you can have 20 things in a list, tick 17, and the three that would move us towards the life we want to create are there for the next day and the next. So what would be my three must-dos? Protect your projects, protect your dream life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have this question. How would my future self show up today?
Yeah. And that can take a few 5 minutes, a little 5 minute morning routine. You don't even have to, even if you weren't writing it down, even if you're thinking it. But I think it's quite powerful to write it down.
Yes. And then I also ask, what would make today an ideal day? And then to wrap up in the night, I just have a question. Where did they work from pressure? Where did they work from purpose today?
Ooh, I like that.
And I have an affirmation that says, I choose to let go of anything I didn't complete today. Tomorrow is another day. And it gives the peace of mind to go to sleep. And then you create a loop. You don't leave any dead ends. And this for me is a habit I do every day for a lot. And there is not one day that I feel out of control. If the day goes sideways, you can regroup, you can reground, you remember you had an intention.
Yeah, instead of waking up in the middle of the night thinking, oh my gosh, I can do this, how did that happen? In the middle of the night when it's quiet and, you know, yeah, I think a lot of us suffer with that. I get that too, but I love that routine. I love that loop where you can just restart every day is a new day. You know, it's so important how you wake up in the morning. And I always remember one lesson I learned was always think, when you wake up, I get to do this. I get to make my kids' lunches. It's not like, oh, I've got to make the kids' lunches, you know, because one day you won't. You'll be left home and you'll have the emptiness syndrome, and, you know, one day you won't. So it's about being grateful for all those things and waking up in that positive, empowered sort of mindset. It makes such a difference to the day.
Yes. There's a lot of information out there that defends that your first half an hour in the morning is the most important hour of your morning, of your day, and it will dictate how it goes. And even for clients that they have kids and everything, what I say is like, can you wake up 10 minutes before them?
Yeah.
Can you do that while you have your peaceful coffee?
Yes.
And sometimes you can do in your mind. If you can't do any, if you say, no, I'm so busy, there is no way I can do it, say, stick with gratitude. At least three things you're grateful for. Stick with gratitude, because it's what really teaches your brain to overlook the positive.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the first thing in the morning is usually everyone can do it, because if you're waking up just a little bit earlier, you've got nothing else, nowhere to be.
The noise is not in your mind already, right?
Exactly. You're ready to go. So, yeah, I think that's a really good, simple tool that everybody can use. And I know you've got the freebies on your website too, haven't you, where they can download the, what is it, the 5-minute daily planner. I was looking at that before. I might download that for myself.
Yeah, this one is the one I'm refurbishing. I'm doing a very nice one. So, So this is, I'm doing this planner that actually I have the whole week. So you just click in the day, you fill up, you click in the next day, you have another one to duplicate so you can use for the next week. And it goes with a workbook to teach a little bit what's going on. So we'll be ready, I hope, by the end of the month. So, and then I can let you know, and I'm more than happy if you want to use the link to offer to all these amazing women that are working with you too.
Thank you so much. Okay, so Heather, I wonder if you would do us the honor of maybe a quick little hypnosis session, something quick that our ladies, maybe around anxiety, stress and anxiety. Because this is going to be obviously be put on as a recording, as a podcast, so they can go back to it whenever they need to. And I'd love to have a little tool for them to use.
Yes.
I'd be happy to do that.
Of course. I would love to. All right. So let's get started. Okay. So just start by closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in, really filling up your lungs, and slowly exhaling, and doing it one more time, a big, deep breath in. And as you exhale, you let go of anything that happened in your day until this very moment, and you can do it one more time in your own time. And as you feel your breathing in and out at peace and ease, you can start just let go of everything that happened into this moment, bringing your awareness to your body. You could imagine, if you want, that there is a golden light coming from the sky pouring on top of your hand. And what this golden light does is to calm, relax, soothe every muscle, every fiber of your body. Just imagine start touching the top of your head, going through your forehead, your ears, the back of your head, enveloping your whole scalp, onto your face, soothing every muscle of your face, your eyebrows, feeling your eyes nice and relaxed, your cheeks, your jaw unclenched, removing all the expression from your face. And this golden light goes through your neck, your shoulders, melting away any tension. Your body feels calm. Your heartbeat slow and steady, breathing in and out at peace and ease. You can feel this golden light running through your arms, your elbows, forearms, into your hands. And any stress and tension is drifting away through the tips of your fingers. Feeling it back into your shoulders, running down through your back, going and relaxing vertebrae by vertebrae. into your lower back, running to your chest. Feeling your heart space soft. Just bring your awareness to the movement of your chest with your lungs expanding and contracting with each easy breath you take into your tummy, your hips, rolling through your legs, the back of your legs, your knees, going through your calves, the big muscles of your calves, relaxing deeper and deeper. You can feel it in your feet and any stress and tension is now drifting away from the very tips of your toes. You feel that this golden light is all over your body. And now, what I would like you to do is just to make your body float as if you are weightless, like a feather in a soft breeze, a leaf in a calm lake, just feeling your body floating in space. And as you feel it, I would like you to tap into the sense of calm and tranquility and to remember that this is your natural state. Your body knows how to rest. Your mind knows how to rest. The thoughts slow down and they come one at a time. Your muscles are soft. Your breath slow and steady. And you can imagine now that any worries and anxiety, any rushing thoughts, anything that connects you with anxiety and stress are like tiny little clouds whirling and swirling in front of your face. And I would like you to imagine that this breeze comes and blow it all away. They drift away to never come back. And you feel peaceful, you feel calm, in control. Your brain knows how to rest. And here in this space, you can just bring all the calm and clarity to your day. There is no place to be. So just tap into this moment. Imagine that there are no worries. You just be. You are perfect exactly as you are. And now, I would like you to remember that anytime you need, you can come back to this place. This is a safe place, a sanctuary of calm and tranquility inside of you. Feel this moment. Bring your awareness for how relaxed your body is, your mind. And say to yourself, say to your mind, I choose calm and tranquility. I face my challenge with grace. My actions always lead me to calm, clarity and peace of mind. My body knows how to relax. My mind knows how to relax. And now it's time to come back to the room. So remember this moment. Remember that this place exists inside of you and is always available. You can start by taking a deep breath in, bringing more awareness to this space, to this moment. Bring some movement to your hands and feet, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes. And whenever you're ready, on your own time, you can open your eyes, bringing all this calm and clarity for your day ahead. Welcome back.
It was wonderful. I was going to fall off my chair. That was lovely. That was absolutely. Actually, I needed that today. It's been quite a busy, stressful few weeks. And so it's been lovely. I really needed that. And I'm sure a lot of my members on the program will make use of that. In fact, what I probably would like to do is I'll probably edit this and put it on as a little separate little meditation that they can just pick that part of it as well as the show. So they've always got that tool there. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate you sharing that with us. I really do. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It was a really nice conversation. The kind of conversation I love to have. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Harper. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I know you're a busy lady. You've got a client later on tonight. But before we leave, how can people connect with you? And are you available worldwide? How do people connect with
you? Yes, I am available worldwide. I have clients around the world, which is great. And the best way, to be honest, I have my website, my social media. I would love if you add me as a friend on Facebook. Rafa Tadiello, you say Rafa, but you spell Rafa Tadiello. So Rafa Tadiello, and just add me as a friend. If you want, I am on Instagram as Rafa Tadiello, LinkedIn as Rafa Tadiello, and my website is rafatadiello.com. So feel free. I have some freebies on my website too. I have a 5 minute instant relaxation that is a pocket relaxation when you feel that you're stressed here. And I do one-off sessions. If I would love to offer a discount for your community too.
Oh,
so I can offer a $50 discount from the full price in the one-off session. And yeah, so I do mentorships, and there is always a nice way to work with me.
Wonderful. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm sure the ladies on the program are going to get so much from this session today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I mean, I know you personally, but we don't usually speak on this level. So it's been wonderful, and I've learned a lot. And thank you so much, Rafa.
Thank you. It was so lovely to be here. And a shout out to all your community, because you do a brilliant job. So I am sure they're getting the best results ever. And I think we are better together.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to a recording from inside the members hub of the Whole Health Revolution. These episodes are taken from my live weekly coaching calls, where members can join me in real time for honest conversations around health, nutrition, weight loss, and sustainable lifestyle change. The Whole Health Revolution is not about restriction, extremes, or quick fixes. There's no fad diets here. It's about building long-lasting, healthy habits that support your body. Whether your goal is weight loss, managing chronic health condition, improving your nutrition, maybe you want to balance your hormones, or simply start feeling better in yourself. So if you love this episode and would like to join these calls live, have your questions answered, and be supported along the way, you can find out more at www.naturalhealthproject.co.nz program.com/weightlossprogram. And program is spelled PROGRAM. You can also use the code FREEWEEK to try the program for 1 week free. And that is FREEWEEK. You'll also find these details in the show notes.